So moving on to cinema now, and we have some wonderful little treats for you at the cinema. And I'm going to highlight all of the cinemas. I do give information for Cineworld, and one of the reasons for that is because I feel they're a little better when it comes to access and audio description on all films. But there are other cinemas. There's the V Cinema in Newcastle-under-Lyme, and there's Odeon at Festival Park. So you do have a choice. And the film theatre is going to be up and running in the autumn as well. And we will get Liz to talk a little bit about that in September. And she's a volunteer for them. Okay, so films coming up. We have for you more horror, and it's Afraid. It's 84 minutes. It's released this weekend. And in Afraid, Curtis, played by John Cho, and his family are selected to test a revolutionary new home device, a digital family assistant called AIA, taking smart home to the next level. Once the unit and all its sensors and cameras are installed in the home, AIA seems able to do it all. She learns the family's behaviours and begins to anticipate their needs, and she can make sure nothing and no one gets in her family's way. And you know it's all going to go wrong, don't you? And it also features Keith Carradine, and it's also got Ricky Lindholm and Catherine Waterston in that as well. We've got Alien Romulus. I always thought Romulus was out of Star Trek. We've got Alien Romulus, which is sci-fi fantasy. It's 109 and a bit of horror as well. I have to say a bit of horror, but it's only a 15, and Afraid was only a 15 as well. It's 119 minutes. It opened the middle of August, 16th of August. It's 2 hours long, and the sci-fi horror thriller takes the phenomenally successful Alien franchise back to its roots while scavenging the deep ends of a derelict space station. I'm sure in every single Alien film I would probably say derelict space station. A group of young space colonizers come face to face with the most terrifying life form in the universe, and the film has a wonderful cast that includes people I've never heard of. Kaylee Spaney, Isabella Merced, Spike Fern, and Archie Reno. And it is directed by Fede Alvarez. We also have for you The Count of Monte Cristo. It opens this weekend. It's very long. It's 178 minutes. It's a 12A. And it's a new adaptation of the famous novel by Alexandre Dumas. And it's got a very European cast. It's got Pierre Nini, Patrick Mill, and it's also got Julien de Saint-Jean. And it's directed by Alexandre de la Palatière and Mathieu Delaporte. And we also have for you a preview. It opens just before we're back, mid-September, so I'll tell you about it now. And it's called The Critic. It's Certificate 15. It's drama, 101 minutes, and it opens the 13th of September. But there is a preview, I think, on the 5th of September. It's 101 minutes, and The Critic is a deliciously dark and sharp, witty thriller set in 1930s London theatreland. It features an all-star cast, including Ian McKellen, Gemma Arterton, Mark Strong, Ben Barnes, Alfred Enoch, and Leslie Manville. When the most feared and vicious theatre critic in town, Jimmy Erskine, played by McKellen, finds himself suddenly in the crosshairs of the Daily Chronicle's new owner, David Brooke, played by Mark Strong, he strikes a sinister Faustian pact with struggling actress Nina Land, who is desperate to win his favour, and directed by Anand Tucker. And we'll have some more films. Actually, I'll give you the Cineworld information. I got sidetracked then. At Cineworld, most films are available with audio description. Please check when booking. Audio description, also referred to as video description, is a form of narration used to provide information surrounding key visual elements in a media work. Now, Cineworld are committed to making your experience safe and enjoyable. It's in the centre of Hanley. It's easy to get to. And if you have any access requirements or you need any assistance during your visit, always ask. Their customer service number is 0333 003 344. And as I said before, you also have the View in Newcastle under Lyme and the Odeon at Festival Park, and you can Google both of those for further information and film times, and use your software on your apps and phones, or get a friend or family member to help you with those. We shall have some more films when we are back mid-September.